Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for the Satellite Guys Podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys. Welcome to Satellite Guys Live, our first live podcast here where you can be on the show other than a Scotty chat. Speaking of Scotty chats, the man behind the other mic is Scott Gregkowski.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Boy, have we got a packed show for you tonight. Lots of things to talk about. We've had some breaking news that just came out of the wire a couple minutes ago. We'll get to that in a little while. Actually, Jason Crandall will be bringing us that news in just a little bit. But what a week, Bob, huh?
Yeah, I know. Lots of news has came out this week. And, you know, DirecTV's had some issues with some guide issues again. And we'll be talking about that here in a little minute. And, you know, I can't wait until we find out what the other big news is later on in the show.
Well, as we said, some things have been brewing over the past 2 years here, and in this show, we're going to get to it, and we're going to tell you everything as we know it, and let you decide and figure out what to do from there. And again, we're going to have Jason Crandall from our DirecTV area, and also Don D. Fergie come in and help us out with that stuff as well. Let's start off with the weekend's big news, which would be DirecTV's guide issues.
Yeah, Scott, I had my receiver reboot on me at least one time. It seemed like the HR series and some other receivers were kind of going back in a time warp where recordings were happening, then they just kind of stopped, and then nobody was getting guide data from DirecTV.
Yeah, it was pretty bad because people were recording shows, and the recordings just stopped in the middle of them, so they missed their DVR recordings, and they had no information in the guide, and the only way to get that information back was by rebooting their machines, unfortunately. And for a lot of people, they missed the shows they were taping because, as with any DVR, it takes a while for the box to reboot back up. And I do apologize to our readers at Satellite Guys because I put up a tweet on our Twitter page, and you can access that at twitter.com/satelliteguys, alerting people of the problem when it happened, but I did not update our homepage. I don't know why I forgot to update our homepage with the information as well, so I do apologize for that. And speaking of DirecTV,
Go ahead, Scott.
Oh yeah, let's go on and take a look. This is the fourth time something like this has happened. Last happened on February 11th, and then they also had other issues that hurt people with DVRs on October 6th and 21st. So let's hope the DirecTV folks can get their act together there and figure out what's going on with this bogus guide data and the problems they've been having.
Yeah, I believe it was mentioned that this was like the fourth time that this has happened. But, you know, let's not focus on all bad. There's some actually good news that came out about DirecTV, and that's about your former neighbor, Dan Patrick there, Scott.
Yep, former neighbor here in Connecticut, Dan Patrick from ESPN in Bristol. He is now going to be doing the Dan Patrick Show on DirecTV's 101 network. And congratulations to him. It should be an interesting, informative show. I know Dan, and he can talk with the best of them, and that's going to be a neat show to watch. And the 101 network continues to impress me with the shows they keep adding to it.
Yeah, they've been adding some really quality programming. I was watching the concert series over the weekend, and they always do a wonderful job with the fact that the quality of the programming that they do put on the channel is outstanding. It's literally like watching A&E, except it's DirecTV's version of that channel.
It's a great channel to watch. The South by Southwest coverage over the weekend was really, really good, although I got to yell at DirecTV for that one as I was sent some information on the show, and they made it sound like it was live. So I wrote one of my multi-channel columns talking about how DirecTV was doing the special live coverage of South by Southwest this weekend, when actually it was taped last weekend. It wasn't actually live at all. It was just live on tape, I guess.
Yeah, well, maybe it was live being broadcast to the satellite, as in live as in they put in the tape. But it was definitely a good concert series, and I definitely enjoyed it with my family. And, you know, I look forward to seeing more of this coming from DirecTV 101.
Yeah, that was an excellent thing there, and the 101 Network is really shaping into a unique channel of its own. I would compare it to good competition with Mark Cuban's HDNet. The shows they picked up, you know, Friday Night Lights. They had the soap opera, which I don't believe they do anymore, but they've got a number of different programs on this channel that you can't find anywhere else, and that's a thumbs up for DirecTV.
Yeah, Trailer Park Boys comes into mind. I'm a pretty big fan of that series that I've seen, but Yeah, he's
what's
pretty funny. Bubbles, I think.
Yeah, Bubbles, that's his name. Yep. he's my favorite one from the show.
Well, let's get away from DirecTV news for a little while.
Okay.
And
I guess we're going to move on to Sirius XM, Bob. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
All right. Well, this one's kind of interesting, and I've actually been working on this one all day, and I've been going back and forth with them. Let me explain the backstory here. If you're a Sirius XM subscriber, back in January, you received an email stating that an important notice that the prices were basically going up, and if you locked in by subscribing to XM, Sirius XM for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or a lifetime, that the online radio portion of it would be included in your service at no extra charge. For everybody else, they're starting to charge $2.99 a month for it. Well, me being a person who believes in the power of satellite radio, even with all Sirius XM problems, decide to go ahead and subscribe for the lifetime commitment there, which cost me $499. And, the March 11th came around, the day they were supposed to improve their streaming quality. And for people like me who subscribe for lifetime or 1 or 2 year commitments, they found that their sound quality was degraded. Before they made the changes, XM and customers had a ability to listen to 32K streams or 64K streams. When they made their changes on March 11th, Sirius XM dropped the 64K streams and only made available the 32K streams. And to make matters worse, they're not making the 128K streams available to people with 1, 2, 3, or lifetime plans like it was specified in the email.
Wow, Scott, you know, that's really, I'm not feeling serious in XM here on why they would do something like that, and maybe it was just a mistake in an email or something like that.
Well, that's kind of one of the things they were saying tonight. In fact, I've been going on here, and I'm going to pop up his email now from a Joe Zarella, and Joe is the Chief Services Officer for Sirius XM Radio, contacted me today. And he told me that the wording of the email, and if you renew now, you can continue to listen online free for the length of term you choose. He says it indicated to communicate that you can continue to listen online for free at the same level you had by renewing prior to 311, which I can agree with, okay? However, they cut out the 64K streaming, so that is not... And I repeat, that is not the same level I had before 311, and that's the whole crux of the matter here. If XM wanted to give me the 128K stream, I'd be happy with it. I'm not asking for it. I'd like the 64K stream back. That is the issue here, and this is something that the folks at XM don't seem to get, unfortunately. And I've been going back and forth with them all day about this today, and hopefully we can come to some resolution because a lot of loyal XM satellite customers are very, very upset because they feel that this has been a bait and switch. The way the email was worded, it made it seem like you're getting the free online streaming, and also the streaming was being upgraded to the new quality streams. It was all in one sentence. So they got some issues going on there.
Yeah, speaking of Sirius XM, their stock price has been the little marching soldier lately. It's been marching right on back up there.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, and I wrote in my multi-channel news last week, I said that if you purchased $500 worth of shares at the time I wrote it, that your $500 worth of shares within 1 month was worth $4,000, which is a pretty good stock investment, if you ask me. Last time I looked at Sirius stock today, it was at 33 cents, which went down a little since it was up at 40 cents before. But could be a good buy there. I noticed that the people on the stock trader boards think that Sirius will be above a dollar by the end of the year.
Right. Very good, Scott. Well, what do we got on the agenda next, Scott?
Let me see here. Let me go back to my show notes because I got off the show notes for a second. Anyways, you guys are listening to Satellite Guys Live. I'm Scott Kraskowski, joined by goalie Bob Nemitz. And thanks for listening to us tonight here. Let's see here. One of the other things announced last week from Dish Network, and we're going to switch to Dish, was the new Fandango ticket ordering service where you can order your movie tickets via your Dish Network interactive receiver. And I went around the house this weekend and looked at my receivers here in the house, and I don't have this feature yet. Do you, Bob?
No, well, I don't have Dish Network. I have DirecTV there, Scott, so
well,
I don't
right.
have
it. You have DirecTV. Forget about that. That makes it hard for you to get it, huh? Anyways, they've been advertising this thing. They put out press releases about it, but so far I don't know anybody who's actually got it. Our chat room is open, and we got a lot of people in there. Anybody in the chat room, have you got the new Fandango ticket ordering services from Dish Network? Mike 1973 says the iPhone Fandango app is now available, and nobody seems to say they got it as of yet. So that's kind of interesting there. Let's see right now. I think we got Jason Crandall on the phone with it. Jason, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Jason Crandall is one of our staff members who handles our DirecTV forums. And, Jason, I understand you got some breaking news for us tonight from DirecTV and concerning NFL Sunday Ticket. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, exciting news, I guess, for some people and news that really breaks the heart of others. But DirecTV and the NFL announced about 2 hours ago a $4 billion deal extending their agreement through 2014. A couple really neat things that came out in the agreement. The Red Zone channel, which shows live highlights during the games anytime a team is in the 20-yard line, as well as highlights throughout the entire day, the Red Zone channel is going to be made available to other providers, such as Dish or telco providers or cable outlets, no later than 2012. So there's not a timeline of that happening in the near future, but there is a deadline of it happening. And the Red Zone is one of the most popular features on Sunday Ticket, so that's great news.
That's interesting.
The NFL Sunday Ticket is going to have a broadband option. We're similar to like MLB TV. But there's a qualifier in the press release that it may only be available for people that can't get line of sight for DirecTV or live in an apartment complex. So DirecTV is maintaining their exclusivity for Sunday Ticket through 2014, but there's going to be an offering for people that can't get DirecTV. At least that's what it looks like today.
I wonder how they're going to verify if a person can get DirecTV or not. That seems very strange to me, how they're going to send somebody out to a person's house, and if they can't get it, then green flag them and say they're good to go?
I suppose it's a possibility. It seems expensive to do that. I think they'd sell a whole lot more of it if they used the same platform as MLB has done successfully with their package, but then they lose the exclusive deal through Direct. Then you got to look at what the price is going to be. I mean, a $1 billion package on top of what is today $700 million annually. You know, it only bodes that we're probably going to see more increases on a package that, with the Superfan feature this last year, was $350 per account. So NFL is probably going to do nothing but continue to get more expensive, whether you get it through satellite or broadband.
That's very interesting to see that they renew the deal. And that brings up another thing, and we talked about this in my multi-channel news article, I believe it was on Friday, where I said that, you know, networked DVRs are where it's at, and how Charlie Ergen mentioned on the recent Charlie chat that the 922 receivers, actually said the VIP receivers, would soon be able to watch stuff like Major League Baseball TV via the internet through your satellite receiver. And a couple people emailed me and asked me if that was legal for Dish Network to be able to do that. And it brings up some really gray area. You know, technically you're watching on a Dish Network receiver, but you're not getting your signal from Dish Network. So does that make it a violation of the contract? And if someone watches, let's say, NFL Sunday Ticket on their Dish Network receiver.
Well, I think that Dish may simply be looking at putting the flash player or something like that in the internet capabilities of the receiver, which simply put doesn't really violate any contracts that I would believe. I mean, really at that point, you're just accessing content you've already paid for, essentially making your receiver nothing more than another computer.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see whether that all rolls out. I believe that the HTPC, the home theater PC, is going to be where it's at in the upcoming years. And Dish Network really got a great jump on things with their upcoming 922 receiver, which seems to blend the internet with satellite together seamlessly. DirecTV's done it with their video on demand, but this is really, really great.
Well, it's one step closer to getting satellite receivers as a true home theater product, and that's where we all want to end up.
Right. Also joining us on the line right now is Don D. Fergie. How you doing, Don?
Pretty good, Scott. How y'all doing?
We're doing great here. I see that we have a lot of people in the chat room tonight. Welcome to everybody. Welcome to Satellite Guys. Make yourself at home. And if you're not in the chat room, you can join us at chat.satelliteguys.us. Got a lot of people in there. Come on in and say hello. We got a bunch of people. Hi, Microbeta, Jess Hahn, username, M. Smith, Tom Crown. Hello to all you guys, and thanks for listening tonight. One of the things we wanted to talk about, and this is a little more serious, is something that's been going on with Dish Network, with DirecTV and Satellite Guys, and it is a serious issue because we here at Satellite Guys want to support all our members with the best in satellite news and information, and some things have happened up as of late that is preventing us from doing that. Either you guys want to start in on that, or should I?
Well, I'll start, Scott. I remember a little over a year and 3 months ago, in early 2008, we went to CES and we had several conversations with DirecTV, trying to bring better access to our members through the CE, the Cutting Edge program. And one of the things that DirecTV worked on was getting us more timely access to the notes as far as the Cutting Edge releases, as well as other information. And there was a lot of conversation and a lot of promises made on things that they were going to do for us to bring that information to us. And as much as we've tried over the last 15, 16 months, a lot of those commitments really haven't come to fruition.
No, they haven't. I had a lot of meetings with DirecTV. I've spoken with DirecTV on it a lot. They promised to get us the release notes the same time as DBS Talk, and they promised a bunch of things, and they said that we had to uphold to certain things, things that we have done. We have done everything that they told us that they wanted us to do, and yet we cannot get the direct access to those notes and stuff. Now, there's been a lot of stuff here where we don't know about things, which means that our users cannot get the information about DirecTV that they want, such as the DirecTV 2 PC program and other things there.
Well, it's really important that there's quality to the information that we provide our members, and unfortunately, we've been put in a position where that information isn't always available to us timely. To ask us to hunt and peck through other providers to relay information on to our members is simply not feasible. And it goes a long ways beyond the Friday night CE notes. We have national releases that are even more important, as those things are important to all satellite customers. The DirecTV to PC public beta with the updates that come to that regularly, as well as communication back to DirecTV when there's an issue. That's very important that there's a line of communication, and DirecTV time and time again has talked about establishing that line but has failed to do so.
Yeah, I'm going to post an email I sent to DirecTV. I actually sent it to Chase Carey last week and did not get a response. I sent it to Chase and the various other top people at DirecTV. And not getting an insult was kind of insulting. Not getting a reply was kind of insulting to me. But we think things are going to be looking up, hopefully. And what we've decided to do is to make the CE program totally public. One of the things that DirecTV told me last week, which I found kind of interesting, was that everything we were doing was based on DBS talk rules. And because of that, they wondered why we were adhering to DBS talk rules. So we feel that the CE program is a very worthwhile program, and with more people testing it, it could lead to better products from DirecTV. So from this point forward, we're moving forward by talking about CEs in the public. The CE form will be available to members and non-members. I will be writing about the CE program, new features, bug reports, and everything else online on Satellite Guys. We'll be doing it on our homepage. I'll be doing the multi-channel news. We're going to get people excited about the DirecTV program, CE program, and make people excited to be part of it and bring more people into the fold.
This program should not be a hidden program. That's the way we feel.
No, it's a public.
Guys.
Right. It's a public beta test program. The other night, last Friday, DirecTV CTO, Romulo Potual, I can't say his name. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it. But he was in the chat, and I was not in the chat, but a number of people who were in the chat sent me logs of the chat of him talking in there. And I reported on that on Friday, and a number of hate mail I got for violating DBS Talk's rules made me laugh because I wasn't in the chat to begin with, so I'm not violating any rules. To the CTO of DirecTV, if you're going to go in a public chat, you expect your information to get out on the Internet. And if you don't want your information on the Internet, then stay the hell out of public chat rooms, you idiot. And that's what I got to say to him. Okay? That's just aggravating to me that someone would go into a public chat room and expect a cloak of silence and invisibility. It doesn't happen. Eyes are everywhere. Smarten up. You're the CTO of the company.
Well, I think it's important that that our members know that we want to bring them timely information, and we want to bring them quality information, and we're doing everything we can to make that happen. We've asked DirecTV for their cooperation on that. We've asked at levels of their PR department, their corporate communications department, as well as top executives when all else has failed. And bottom line is that we've worked with them for 16 months, and it still hasn't developed to what we'd asked for. And we're not asking for anything that they don't deliver to, frankly, our competition. Other forums have access to this information in a timely fashion. We've asked for nothing more than that. And I think it's important. We've also done some really good work partnering with DirecTV and some of their beta testing. Last fall, before the NFL season kicked off, we spent a month with users beta testing the Supercast product for the NFL Sunday Ticket. And just this past month, we had users testing the iPhone applet that they're working on right now to release through the Apple Store for DVR setup, recording setup through the iPhone product. And I know you were part of that test, Scott. But really, we want to partner and be a resource to DirecTV, but first and foremost, be a resource to our members.
That's it. The number one thing here at Satellite Guys is serving our members. And DirecTV's got to understand that when there's issues, such as their guide data failing again, that people turn to sites like Satellite Guys to find out what's going on. They're not calling DirecTV's 1-800 number. They're not tying up phone lines. They're not tying up operators. We're a resource to them. We're the in-between between DirecTV and their customers. A lot of people come to us looking for what satellite provider should I get. And we're honest. We tell them, based on their needs, what they need. If they're a sports fan, it's always DirecTV. If it's not a sports fan, they want, you know, these channels here. Normally, it's Dish Network. We are equal opportunity in that way, and it's just aggravating to us. And before I go any further, let me speak about the staff of DBS Talk. And I see that Tibbers in the room and a couple other people here. They do an excellent job. I'm not going to bash them. I was in the chat room this past Friday night, and the job that Doug and Tom and Stuart were doing in there was incredible, to keep that all orchestrated and moving along well. It was incredible to me how well they did it. So a round of applause goes to them about how well they've done things in that regard.
I think
they
did
a great job on Saturday nights also, the volunteers they have.
Yep, and I'm not putting them down in any way. The thing we want here and the thing we're going to open up now is the CE program is a public beta test program, and now it is really public. We want people to participate. One of the big things is that I've heard from some of our users, they don't like DBS Talk, and they're afraid to post in our CE forum because they don't want retribution from the DBS Talk guys because they're reporting a bug. That's not what we want. I don't think that's what DirecTV wants. They want the honest feedback of what's going on with their software and how they can improve it.
Well, Scott, I know I've heard from members that, you know, and it's no hidden fact that DBS Talk is, a strict board, so to speak, that it's a very controlled environment, and Satellite Guys is formulated on the principles of being more open and letting members write what they really feel. And sometimes that feedback's just as important as the feedback of specific problems. You know, I don't have a problem with DBS Talk. I think their staff does a wonderful job running the CE program, and frankly, we wish to aspire to some of the things that they've done at the quality they've done it.
Yeah, they've done an excellent job there again, and I was really, really impressed with what I saw on Friday night. And Tom's a good guy. Tom's helped me out a couple years ago at CES when they were having the Extreme HD launch. Tom gave me some valuable tips on how to take some better pictures of the equipment close up, and I couldn't thank him enough for his thing, because what he told me was helped me improve my picture taking skills tremendously, and he went out of his way to do that for me, and I really, really appreciate that. Let's see here.
Tom's really helped me when I've been in that chat room also. We've conversed, and I met Doug in person last year at CBS, or this year's CES, and we would have covered DirecTV just like we gave the coverage to Dish Network this year, but unfortunately, DirecTV didn't come to CES this year.
That's a great point.
Nope, they weren't. We're not there. Yep, that was unfortunate because we were really looking forward to seeing them. Last year, we had a great year with DirecTV. DirecTV took us under their wings, showed us things around, did all kinds of things with us. And this year they weren't there to get that. I was actually planning on flying out to DirecTV's headquarters in El Segundo. Just haven't had the time on the personal level to do that as of yet. But it's something I really need to do. We really need to sit down and talk to them, because in reality, no matter how we do things, our goal is the same, and that's to provide the best news, information, and support for satellite television customers, satellite radio customers, and so on.
I don't think you could have said it any better, Scott. I know we have a lot of people in the chat room, and I want to mention that in a few minutes we'll take calls. So if you get a chance, feel free. Please call in. We'd be more than happy to talk about the CE program and our goals for it and what you'd like to see.
Yep, and let's start about that, and let's start talking about this past week's CE. I'm on a HR 2700, and I'm understanding that this week's CE for the HR 2700 is a national release candidate. And let me state right here, while people are listening, that this software is not ready for prime time. And hopefully they do not release it soon, because I've seen DirecTV release software that's not ready in the past, and right now this is not ready. One of the main issues I'm having is in the system test. When it does the system test, it tells me that I failed in the call DirecTV. I know my system's perfectly set up. I know my signal strengths are great. And a number of other people, both on Satellite Guys and DBS Talk, have reported the same issue. They cannot send the software out like that, and having someone at home going and checking their system and seeing a message to call DirecTV when nothing is wrong with their system, it's going to cost them a lot of money, not only in phone support, but rolling trucks out to people's houses to find that absolutely nothing is wrong with their service.
Oh, Darren in the chat room just said that it hasn't stopped him before, and I think it's a good point. You know, as you talked earlier in the chat tonight, they had problems in October of last year with random reboots and ended up rolling a CE version perhaps before it was ready, but they didn't have a lot of choice.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the CE's got a lot of great stuff coming to it. I'm really looking forward to the new HD graphic user interface, and I'm looking forward to HR multi-room viewing. I don't know where you guys are at if you have AT&T UVerse, but that has been the multi-room viewing has been a huge feature they've been pushing on television here in Connecticut, saying that you can watch television, you know, your recordings in any room of your house. And that's something that's coming to DirecTV that even Dish Network's not doing, and I find that very, very exciting.
Well, multi-room viewing is something that's being tested right now that you can get tonight or Friday night between the HR series and the H series. So if you had a high-def DVR and a regular HD receiver, you could test that product now. But, you know, Fios products have had this since their, you know, recently when they started rolling out in different areas. So it's really a competitive advantage to DirecTV if they can get that ready to the point to roll out to the receivers. I know that from their financial calls, this is one of their major goals for 2009 is to be able to have a totally multi-room view product where their receivers can, you know, play from one room to the other over your internal network or over a power line network if you chose to go that route, and they sell the adapters for that as well.
Yeah, and another thing I really love on the DirecTV receivers here is their video on demand service. It blows anything away that Dish Network has ever tried doing as far as video on demand. I love the feature that it, you know, each channel has its own channel number in the guide, and you can go there and select your favorite Science Channel shows, your favorite Discovery Channel shows, your favorite MTV shows, so on and so forth. It's so easy to find what you want to watch on DirecTV that they deserve some kind of special award. And I don't know if we should create a special Satellite Guys Award to give to DirecTV, but their interface for the video on demand blows anything I've seen away, including Comcast and Cox Cable, who I've also played with their video on demand services. DirecTV is above and beyond anybody else there, and they deserve a pat on the back for that.
Well, Scott, I agree that their on demand is a fabulous product. I'll tell you the one thing that's really missing, and that's network on demand. You know, a lot of cable providers today have either all of the networks or at least some of the networks, but your ABC, Fox, CBS, and NBC, DirecTV hasn't touched it with the exception of a short-lived pay-per-view version where you pay 99 cents per download. I believe that lasted only a month or so. I believe that for on-demand to be highly successful, they need to get a partnership with the networks in place.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Satellite Guys Live. I'm Scott Gruskowski, joined by goalie Bob Nemitz, who's in back having a sandwich, and also joined by Don, who's known as D. Fergie online, and Jason Crandall. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to open up the phone lines here in a couple minutes, so if you want to start packing those lines in now, our number is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. I don't have the breakdown in front of me here. Let's see here, 877-728-4897 is the number for you to call in. And again, you can start calling in now. We'll start taking your questions, comments, and stuff in just a couple minutes here. Now, one thing I want to make perfectly clear with everybody who's listening right now, our reason for doing this is to better support our members. That's the only reason we're doing it. We want our members to be included in this stuff. We want our members to know about this stuff. A lot of our members who are DirecTV people don't even go into the CE forums. They don't even know what it is. They say, oh, I don't know what that is. I'm not going to go in there. We feel by promoting it, we're going to get more people active in the program. Active testing equals more sticky customers for DirecTV. They feel like they're part of the system when they can help out and know what's going on there, and that's something that's really important to me.
As you speak to sticky customers, I know that one of DirecTV's biggest focuses is on the retention of customers, and they always promote advanced products in their financial information and calls. And I'm here to tell you that our CE testers are some of the most advanced group of customers there is. And if you get a chance, check out the Cutting Edge Forum on Satellite Guys in the DirecTV section. We're there every Friday night, and they give you public beta testing for the latest releases. And hopefully in the next few months, we'll be testing the multi-room viewing for the high-def DVRs.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see where they take this. This receiver has really shaped up to be a really good receiver over the past couple of years. And it's all because of the work of the CE testers. And sorry there, my screen went blank for a second, so I was trying to figure out what's going on. But the CE testers are to be credited for all of the great work and progress that's gone on. Now, another thing I want to make clear here is we are not following the rules set by DBS Talk. I think I made that clear. However, if DirecTV came to us and said, we'd like you to do this or this, because we want to work with DirecTV and as we've done with other beta programs with DirecTV, we'd honor any request that they have going on there. And that's important to remember because we want to work with them. But again, we are told that why should we be following somebody else's rules and we should be doing it ourselves. It's a public beta. So we're taking that advice to town, and we're going to have fun with it, and we want you to be involved too. The phones are starting to ring here, guys, so let's shake the lucky dice and go to the 570 area code and say hello. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Good. I got a question for you.
Sure.
On DirecTV, I've been having a problem with my one local channel because it's coming off the 103 satellite. Even though it's in, like, standard definition, the only way I could receive it is I had to get HD access, which I had to pay for. So why should I have to pay for the HD access to receive my one local channel?
That is a very good question, Jason. Do you have any idea about that one?
Well, in general, that shouldn't be the case. If you have an MPEG-4 SD channel that requires the new equipment, they should provide that to you, whether you have the HD access or not. I'll tell you what, Nick, you said. Nick, send me a PM, and I'll get you in touch with somebody that can look at that a little closer at DirecTV and give you a for sure answer. But I don't believe you should have to pay for HD access if you don't want HD, and you should still get your local locals.
Yeah, because I have the R22, you know,
right,
and everything, and I had to upgrade the dish, and now I'm still have the only way I can receive it is paying for the HD access to receive it.
Is that a local channel?
Yeah, it's a local channel. It's My Network TV, the one they just launched February 25th for the Wolf Bear area.
And it is just standard definition, yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, send me a message. I'll get you in touch with somebody. I think they can fix that. That sounds like just a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a programming error in the computer system over there. All right, Nick, thanks for your call.
Yep, thank you.
All right, guys, we've got the phone lines open here. They are open. You can give us a call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. So Don's our king cook at Satellite Guys. What have you been barbecuing lately?
Well, I haven't, not in a few days. I've been chicken's the last thing I cooked in my Orion. And I suggest everybody get one of those Orion cookers.
I haven't had Don's cooking yet, but I know Goalie Bob has, and he said it was to die for.
Oh yeah, thanks to Rocky Mountain High, because I guess Rocky got the idea from Don. So thank you, Don.
Yeah,
I've cooked a bunch of people on it. It's a good cooker, folks.
877 SAT guys is the number. Call in now. You got us for another 20 minutes. Believe it or not. We're here to answer all your questions, comments. We want to hear what you think of what we talked about tonight. We're not trying to harm the CE program in any way. We're trying to expand it and make it available to more people and have a good time with it. You know, one of the things to point out is that if you want to join the CE program, please understand that it is beta software and is not 100% stable. And also, don't think that every time you download a CE, you're going to get new features. Sometimes we're testing screens out for weeks on end, but it is a very interesting process. Join us in the CE chats. If you go to CE.satelliteguys.us, on Friday or Saturday nights. It actually puts you in the DBS Talk CE chat there. And as I said, the guys over at DBS Talk, they know their CE stuff there, which is good and bad in certain ways, I guess.
Hey, Scott, well, we got some time here. I actually want to say or give a shout-out to fellow Sellout Guys member LAK7, who I met with this weekend, who got me a nice 10-foot C-band dish. He picked it up for me. I went and picked it up this weekend, and he is a great guy for doing that for me, and I wanted to say thank you and give him a shout-out here on the Satellite Guys at US podcast.
Yeah, he sent me a PM today, and he said that you were wearing a Satellite Guys shirt when you went out there, and he wanted to know how to go about and get one of those. And currently we do not have any available, unfortunately. The reason for that is when we order shirts, we got to order, I believe, and I'm looking at my wife here, we got to order a quantity of 50 or more at a time. And other than that, it's very pricey for us. But if enough people are interested in us making more Satellite Guy shirts, PM the prize goddess, let her know. Let her know your shirt size, and she can see if we can put together another group buy on Satellite Guy shirts.
Yeah, that sounds like a very good idea, Scott. I might get me a couple. Yeah, definitely. And once again, thank you to LAK7. I'm looking forward to getting that dish up as soon as I move into my brand new house. And in the meantime, I got a huge wiring job to do, and I'm wiring for DirecTV and UVerse, so I'm going to be having that there to compare side to side.
Yep. By the way, M. Smith says that you are the member of the year, Bob. Actually, he was trying to say he was member of the year, but we're looking into the fun stuff there from M. Smith. Again, our phone lines are open, 877-SAT-GUYS. Let's take another call now and go to the 214 area code. Hello, caller.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Listen, I love this DirecTV stuff. This CE stuff sounds awesome. Hey, listen, I was wondering if I'm in a bind, I download this stuff. Does DirecTV have a special number I can call or anything like that when I'm doing this?
No, the only support for the CEs is online, and we have that clearly specified to people. Now, one of the nice things for most CEs that are released is that if it is screwing up your wife's recordings and she's missing her CSIs and she's getting PO'd at you because she's missing them, you can always downgrade by going to a national release. And the way to download the national release is the same way as grabbing a CE. Just do the 02468 combo on your remote, and that will do it for you.
That's great. Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Tony, make sure to read the FAQ in the CE area. It'll give you the instructions on when the CEs are out and how to reset your box and start that download, as well as support options. We're on the board every Friday night, as well as throughout the week, to help users with anything comes up. And DirecTV also reads the board throughout the week to look at the feedback and find out what isn't working as intended with the CE release.
I think M. Smith just fainted in the chat room because I said his name on the air. Now he's going to faint again because I said it again, I guess. We're
also
always here to help.
Also remember, guys, if you're in the chat room, there's a quiet room. And you can go in there and they'll help you. There's people that are very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
They'll help
again,
you.
I'm not putting down the DBS Talk staff at all. They do a great job in the chats on Friday night, and I can't thank them for helping the entire Satellite community out, not just Satellite Guys members, not just DBS Talk members. But, again, we're opening things up, make it more fun. Look for a lot of talking CEs. We're going to be putting stuff in our Twitter feed. We're going to be putting stuff in the multi-channel news about it. It is a real great product that DirecTV is putting out here, and by allowing consumers to test their software before it's made available to all the general public, it's something that you do not see Dish Network doing, and I applaud DirecTV for doing everything that they're doing in that regard.
Yeah, you can really tell that DirecTV wants to put out a quality product when it comes to the CE program, and the fact that they want their DVRs just as good as an EchoStar DVR. I would like to see a DirecTV version of the 922, except a lot better than what EchoStar's put out. And that's the thing with the DVR is these competition, bringing DirecTVs versus EchoStars DVR against each other. That's something I want to see because that's good for everybody.
That is excellent for everybody. And the better the DVR is, the better the competition between the two. Just looking back in the last year, look at the HD race they've had between each other. It was going so great, and then it just dropped. But when it was happening, it was exciting times on the boards. Not just satellite guys, but DBS talk. People were really excited about satellite, and they need to get that momentum back. And the CE program can do it.
Scott, you've talked to Dish about a possible CE program, and from what I heard, they weren't all that receptive. You want to talk about that?
Well, there's a reason they're not receptive to it, and it's a technical reason. For the same reason that the CE program works on DirecTV is the reason that a CE program for Dish Network would not work, and it's built into the boot sequence of being able to grab software from the satellite by pushing in a circuit and certain key combination like you do for the DirecTV CE02468. There's nothing built into the Dish Network boxes like that would offer people that functionality to be able to beta test software from Dish. In order for a Dish Network receiver to download special software to it, and I've been a Dish Network beta tester in the past, with the 721 series, they need to have your serial number and receiver card number for your receiver to accept the beta software when it's put up on satellite.
You know, Scott, I don't think it would be awfully too hard if they really wanted to program something like that in. Or what they could do is they could potentially take that information down and do forced software updates when needed. But the thing is getting back to that national release if something was to go wrong. So I don't know how hard that would be, but I don't think it'd be that hard for them to be able to program a 02468 and then pound.
I don't know if it has anything to do with the DVB standards they're using, but they gave me a technical explanation of why they can't do it. And they've actually told me that they've been kind of jealous at times of the DirecTV CE program. Because some of the things they wanted to test on a larger scale and have been unable to do it like that. In fact, in the past, we've had a couple beta tests where I posted a message online and told people to give me their information, and I forwarded it over to Dish Network, and they've actually got beta software on their machines to test out certain features in the past. And it's been a great thing, but it's a lot of work to do that at the same time.
Yeah, I could see that happening. And, you know, Dish Network, they have a great product already, so hopefully they'll continue to improve their product. But in the meantime, I guess we got to work with what we got, and that's basically how the penny falls.
Yep, let's put out the phone number again to give people a chance to call in. Let us know their thoughts on this news. Also, I'd like to know what people would like to see improved on the DirecTV CE program. What can be changed and made better? Made easier, something that's missing that's not there now. There's a lot of ideas out there floating around, and we'd love to hear what they are. Again, the number is 877-SAT-GUYS. Give us a call right now. Phone lines are open. We've got three lines currently available for you, and we're here with the satellite guys. We've got Jason Crandall, we've got Goalie Bob Nemitz, and we've got Don, known as D. Fergie, joining us tonight on the line. So pick our brains. The number is open now. 877-SAT-GUYS.
You know, Scott, there is one feature that I miss from having an EchoStar DVR, and that is pitcher-in-pitcher, where the DVR can do pitcher-in-pitcher through the software.
Yeah, that's a valid one. To be honest with you, I'd never used the pitcher-in-pitcher on my Dish Network boxes since I've had them. The only time I really turned them on is when I rolled over on the remote, and then I said, oh, crap, how did I turn this off? And trying to find the button in the dark, and I know some people use it. What I'd like to see on the DirecTV side of things is to be able to record off both tuners at the same time so you can flip back and forth between tuners and do that stuff. But some other stuff that can be done there, again, I don't know. There's a lot in my mind going on with the DirecTV receivers and what they can do with them to make them just a little bit better. Speed. The HD user interface needs to be improved a little bit. To adjust and fix your timers is a little cumbersome when trying to get to those things. That needs to be fixed a little bit. But it's been pretty stable except for the guide issues they've had as of late.
Right, Scott, yeah. And other features I know that Satellite Guides users are looking forward to is definitely that MRV multi-room viewing between DVR to DVR. I know I have three DVRs here at my house. One of them gets everything recorded, and two of them kind of get sporadically recorded. If I could move all my recordings onto the other two and watch and have them record while I'm watching stuff in the main room, that would be awesome. So that way I can have more than four things recording at once.
Yep. Speaking of people calling in, we have a call on live now from the 716 area code. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Darren CP22.
Hey, good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Okay, I guess. Right. It's kind of cold here in Connecticut, but it's going to get warm sooner
or later.
I'm in
Buffalo. I know how you feel.
What's on your mind, Darren?
Well, you know, you've probably seen it in the chat room. Those of us who subscribe are part of Twitter. There was an announcement today that TiVo is still expected for DirecTV this year, and I know that Scott, in particular, you seem to get some information that you didn't think that might happen. Just curious, any info you guys might have on that?
I talked to TiVo at the Consumer Electronics Show for a brief bit, and they hinted to me that things were moving along slower than they expected, and they said to construct the box, to test the box, to beta test the box, and then finally release the box. It would be sometime next year before they got it out. And to me, that makes sense because looking at just the HR20, how long it took from the time they announced it until the time they finally got in the streets, I can understand why it takes so long. Even with the Dish Network 922 they got coming out, that's been in the works now for at least a year and a half. So it would not surprise me to see that TiVo delayed until sometime next year. They've been very quiet about it. In fact, when the CTO of DirecTV was in the chat the other day, he didn't even want to talk about it. So that shows me that it's still a ways away before they're ready to talk about it.
Interesting. I know I speak for a lot of people out there when I say that. I think the HR series has had its run, and it's time to try something new because it really doesn't seem like the people over there really – exercise their opportunity to really kind of take their receiver and go with it. And it's really been a disappointment by and large.
Yeah, it's not as good as the Dish Network boxes. I'll be 100% honest in that. And that is one of the big reasons why I did not totally switch over to DirecTV from Dish Network, because my wife and my family and my kids are more comfortable on the Dish Network receivers, and they don't like using the DirecTV receivers. There's a comfortable factor there that people have, and the ease of use, and also the speed. The DirecTV boxes are just a little slower, especially when your kids grab the remote and want to play in a game lounge, and it takes forever to load and forever to move your cursors and stuff like that. It needs a faster processor. So yeah, it is an older model car that needs replacing with a newer, faster engine. That's for sure.
All right. Just thank you to all of you guys for doing such a great job. And, again, keep it up.
Thanks, Darren, for your call. We got a couple minutes left here, about 6 minutes remaining, and you can give us a call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. I'll repeat that again, 877-728-4897. That's toll-free. Give us a call. We'd be happy to get you on the air and hear what your comments are about DirecTV or about any of the news we talked about earlier in tonight's show.
You know, Darren raises a great point. The HR series came out in middle of 2006, and the receivers are upwards of 3 years old now, and there really hasn't been any advancements in the processing. Even the new models, all they've done is increase the hard drive size a little bit, yet there's been a lot of features added through software. The receivers are at a point of limitation as to things like speed.
Yeah, that, you know, adding in the stuff, you know, they took out the tuners, and it's basically still the same unit under the hood. So I can definitely understand that. And again, one of the big things there seems to be the speed of the unit. It doesn't seem to have the processing power that other receivers do.
Yeah, I wonder how expensive it would be to add a beefier processor like a quad core or a dual core even, if DirecTV went out and bought them in the masses. How expensive it would be to do that?
Well, I don't think they necessarily would go with an Intel type chip, but a lot of good Broadcom products out there. And, you know, it's a very, it takes a lot of work to make a receiver. And, you know, for how the HR20 came out, as far as its capabilities and the features it had when it came out, to what we have now, it's a night and day difference. And, you know, that's a really great thing there. And again, it's all because of the CE program and the people who tested it. And I'm proud that here at Satellite Guys, we're going to open that up and make CE testing fun for everybody.
Yep, exactly, Scott. And hey, we have a caller on 806 area code, Scott.
All right, let me click the button here and say hello, caller from 806. Who is this?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you doing tonight?
Doing okay.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just saw the scroll at the top of the screen, and I was calling in to find out what was going on.
Well, in a nutshell, we're expanding the CE program here at Satellite Guys. We're going to open it up to the public and try getting more people involved and try making it a little less scientific.
That's just for DirecTV, right?
Yeah, that's for DirecTV. Nothing really on the DISH side tonight. There's been some rumors floating around about the Viacom channels, but I'm not going to really go on and push those out there because you know, we got 2 weeks. It's either going to happen this week or next week, and I'm not going to worry about Wednesday's update report.
Absolute, so it doesn't apply to me anyway. So.
Well, who knows?
The
added
the minstrels that won't move. You know,
they added the BET channel for you.
Oh yeah.
Of course, you know how much HD that show is, zero.
Minus.
But, but that's what's going on tonight.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Bye. All right, we
all right,
got another
Scott.
Call coming. Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying we have another caller.
Yep, I'm going to take him right now, go to the 207 area code and say, hello, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, this is Josh Clark, Sundunati.
Hey, how you doing, Josh?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. What you got on your mind tonight?
I would definitely say the CE program being public is great news. I know there's a lot of times when I want to discuss it in public and all that, but I have that limitation I can. I know a lot of time I go on there and I don't see anybody commenting on, like, for example, like the HR21 and all that. So I think that'll really help with getting the numbers up. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we really thought about it before we announced it tonight. And we feel it's definitely the way to go. Again, it is a public beta, so why not open it up to the public? Why hide it? And you know, we don't all have to speak like geeks all the time in proper phrases and terminology to explain what's going on. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good thing, and I really love testing it, and I hope that it can get better and that maybe by more people doing it, then we can improve it and that maybe we can be able to test new things and all that.
Well, hopefully, and hopefully DirecTV is listening and understands that we do really, 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 really want to work with them, and
yeah, I
want to see their products go forward and be successful.
Right. I want their product to be successful, too, and, like, I've had them since 1999 now, so I'm always looking for new things and all that, so.
Okay, Josh, well, thanks for your call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have yourself a good night, and, guys, we've got about a minute here, so we're going to go one by one and let each guy give their final thoughts. Start off with you, Don.
Well, guys, I've been with DirecTV since 96, and I'm going to keep on with them. And we'll just see what comes.
Excellent. Night, okay. Okay, Don, thanks. And Jason, any final thoughts?
Well, I just hope DirecTV really, you know, partners with us and communicates with us. You know, that's why we're here, and we want to be a resource to them and for our members. And the best way we can be a resource to them is by being a resource to our members, and communication is the key.
Yep. Okay, and finally, Goalie Bob.
Hey, my final thought is Monday Night Raw is coming on in 27 seconds on USA HD, so I'm out of here.
All right, guys. We want to thank you for tuning into the special Satellite Guys live broadcast. I am Scott Gruskowski, and who knows, maybe we'll start doing this on a regular basis. It seems to work out pretty well, and we filled an hour without stuttering too badly. Thanks for listening to Satellite Guys live. Once again, I'm Scott Gruskowski. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being Satellite Guys.